Wednesday, April 30th. First reading from Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. The high priest rose up and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area, and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison, so they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the guard stationed outside the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. Haydock Commentary. They did not bind them like prisoners for fear of a tumult, but desired them to go along with them to the Sanhedrin. They did this without violence. They persuaded them to appear willingly before the Sanhedrin, thinking perhaps moreover that they could not bind them whom the walls of the prison could not confine. The apostles here and on all other occasions show the most astonishing examples of patience, constancy, and obedience to the laws of the country. O Jews, why do you shut your eyes against the light? Why so blindly mad? You say the apostles took Christ from the tomb. Tell me then, who stole the apostles from under your locks and bolts? Who conveyed them from your prison through the midst of your guards without alarming them? Shall the evidence of the miracle serve only to make you the less open to conviction? So says Venerable Bede. The Gospel from John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives in the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. Haydock Commentary. Christ was then his Son, his only begotten Son, before he sent him into the world. He was not therefore his Son only by the incarnation, but was his Son from the beginning, as he was also his Word from all eternity. This is the constant doctrine of the Church and of the Fathers against the heresy of the Arians, that God was always Father, and the Son always the eternal Son of the eternal Father. Why, says St. Augustine, is Christ called the Savior of the world, unless from the obligation he took upon himself at his birth? He has come like a good physician, effectually to save mankind. The man therefore destroys himself who refuses to follow the prescriptions of his physician. He that believeth, namely by a faith working through charity, is not judged, that is, not condemned. But the obstinate unbeliever is judged, that is, condemned already, by retrenching himself from the society of Christ and his Church.